Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bobo Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up off the glove of Kroner, and into shallow right field. Mills reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Mills steals third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner takes first base on ball four. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom spins and fires to second, with Cronin covering, and Larry is picked off. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Kroner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Kroner moves to third. Averill moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Kroner scores. Averill scores. Trosky moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner misplays the ball. That's an error on Croner. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desautels moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mills bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to third. Newsom moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desautels scores. Newsom scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Kramer scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Croner covering, for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to third and picks off Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Croner strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Soltis reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Solter scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Larry covering, and Chapman is picked off. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Bob Feller. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kroner moves to second. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviral is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Aviral hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals is 0-for-3 in the game. Desodals hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mills is hit by the pitch. Newsom moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to second. One out. Jack Wilson now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pitlock moves to third. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for John Croner. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing third base. Odell Hale now playing second base. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky is walked intentionally. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Campbell is walked intentionally. Trosky moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Heving, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-4 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 0 in the game. Hebbing bunts towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hebbing moves to third. Roy Hughes pinch runs for Joe Hebbing. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hughes scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.